Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sunday, 11 a.m., and welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show. And I'm the host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean. We got a star-studded event and show for you this morning. We got injury reports. We got some trade updates. We got some free picks we giving out. We got certain special matchups. Players that's been reinstated back off the injury list. We got a nice show in store for you. Like I said, I'm Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, and this is the Small Time Hustler Show, and it's 11 a.m. We're going to be right back. I'm making some hot tea. Don't go nowhere. Go get your pencils. Go get your pens. I'm going to be giving out some winners today. For some early 1 o'clock games and some 4 o'clock games. So go get your pencils and go get your pens and be ready. We're going to win some. Let's break the bookie today. That's what today is, break the bookie today. And by the way, it's the Jets losing to the Atlanta Falcons 20-3 at halftime. I'm glad that game started because I really thought the Jets was going to play hard today, especially after last week when that stunning victory against Tennessee. I really thought they was on a way in the right direction. But, you know, let's see what happened there. Let's see what happened after in the second half. Maybe they'll turn things around and start playing some football. Maybe that flight to London kind of got them plane dragged or whatever they call that. Maybe they still stuck in that. Oh, jet lag, you know what I mean? Because 9:30 a.m. game, that's kind of early. Well, I'll be right back. We're going to be right back after this song. Like I said, get your pencils and your pen ready. We're going to give out some winners today. You know, you still got time to put your bets in FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, Point Blank, and a host of others. Get your pens and pads ready. We'll be right back after this song.
Whoa!
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, being worthy. The point guard, shoot early, 5:30. Shoot a one-on-one or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yeah, welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers Show. That was, make sure everything is good out there. Okay, we back. I'm having a little difficulty. I got a new system here that I'm working with. Sorry about that. Well, welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show, and I'm your host. I'm back again. Like I said before the break, the Jets out there in London getting their ass kicked 20-3. I believe that's the last score I've seen at halftime. If we lose connection or something, I do apologize because I'm on a new system over here, and I'm just trying to get everything right. I hope the sound systems is right. Like I said, this podcast show, it's just about football. It's about sports right now, and we're talking about football right now, and we're going to start talking about Major League Baseball because the playoffs are going on, you know what I mean? This is not a show where I'm guaranteeing you 100% that my picks are correct. I don't think nobody could do that, or we'll all be driving Lamborghinis and Porsches and Bentleys if every bet you put in won. I'm human just like all the other handicappers. You know, we're just doing the best that we could do. You know what I mean? I got over 10 pages of notes over here where I've been studying diligently. And I'm just here to entertain you and put on a show. That's all. You know, this is something I do every week, and I'm passionate about it because I love sports. Like I said during my first show, I started playing organized baseball at 9 years old, and I played until my sophomore year in high school, and I played a host of other sports: street ball, football, basketball, tennis. I'm just a sports fanatic. I actually want to start a trivia sports maybe next week or something like that. But without any more further ado, let's get started here on the show today. The first game we're going to start off with today, we're going to start off with the Minnesota Vikings going against Detroit Lions. Now, Minnesota Vikings is 1-3 this year. The Detroit Lions is 0-4. Let me tell you how I feel about the Detroit Lions. It's 32 teams in the NFL. Well, damn it, it should be 31. Because the Detroit Lions are just horrible. They're terrible. I don't even want to say they're a college team. I'll say they're a high school team. It's like little boys playing against little men. The defense is terrible. The offense is terrible. The point spread is Minnesota minus 9.5. I think it should be more than that. I really think you can up it more than that. The under-over is 49. I'm not going to touch that. But the point spread, I'm not going to touch the under-over because I don't know if Detroit is going to score. I know Minnesota is going to score, but I don't know if Detroit is going to score. Detroit, the whole team is injury-plagued. They already don't got that much talent on the team. And going up against Minnesota with the effective pass rush, Jared Goff might get a lot of yards. I see him getting a lot of yards, but I see Minnesota dominating this game on the offense, on the defense, the special teams, the coaches, the water boy, and everybody that's over there on Minnesota. I see them contributing to kicking Detroit ass. I'm gonna bet on this game today, and I'm gonna take Minnesota. -9.5. I don't know if this is going to be my parlay pick that I'll give out later, but I'm going to give you my advice on every game that I summarize. And I just can't see Detroit doing it, moving the ball on offense. I can't see them stopping Minnesota. Take Minnesota -9.5. You could kiss the baby on that one. That should be a no-brainer. That should be definite. A definite win. Minnesota should cover, even though they 1-4 going against Detroit Lions. Detroit is just terrible. They just terrible. Any Detroit fans, I'm sorry, but the team sucks. Let's move right along. Okay, we're moving on to like the Saints. The Saints versus the Washington football team. The Saints this year is 2-2. The Washington is 2-2, so they both 500. The point spread is -2. Saints is favored by -2, and the under-over is 44. I don't know, but I just think the Saints is overrated this year. They overrated. They haven't been playing too good in the last couple of games. I'm really surprised that they 2-2. But I can't speak much more for Washington. I think the Saints going to expose Washington today. I think they're going to expose Washington because I don't really think they're a 2-2 team. And if Sean Payton, if he turned Jameis Winston loose and let him throw the ball down the field at least 25 times or more, I think it's going to be a problem for Washington. Even though the Saints have been inconsistent in the first four games, I still say if Sean Payton turns Jameis Winston loose and let him throw downfield, not them little short, winky-dink 5- and 10-yard passes, if he turns him loose and let him throw the ball 25 times or more down the field, it's going to be a problem for Washington. I'm not betting on this game. And I'm not even gonna give nothing out in this game because it's wishy-washy. The Saints have been inconsistent, and I don't believe Washington is a 2-2 team. So I really don't think so. All right, let's move on to the next game. Rams. The Rams are 3-1. They're going up against Seattle. It's 2-2. Rams, Oh, man, Rams have really surprised me this year. I actually picked them. They one of my Super Bowl picks. Everybody know I'm picking the Buffalo Bills to go up against the Rams in the Super Bowl. That's my Super Bowl pick. So if you're listening then now and you're listening at the end of the season, just don't forget Jay Sean told you it was going to be the Bills and the Rams in the Super Bowl. The Rams, like I said, they minus 2.5 against Seattle. The Rams have covered in the last 3 out of 4 matchups against Seattle. That's a good note to know. Seattle and the Rams, they both similar teams, but Seattle, I can't say that. I just can't say Seattle gonna lose 2 games in a row. I can't see them losing 2 games in a row. I just can't see it. I don't know. They both and Seattle and Rams, they both kind of similar. They similar teams, you know, and they coming off ugly losses. And don't forget all the injuries. It's a lot of injuries. Christian Carson, you know, the running back, he's out. But I just can't see Seattle losing 2 games in a row, home games, back-to-back. At home, I can't see it. I picked the Rams to go to the Super Bowl this year. They 3-1. I just can't see them beating Seattle today at home in Seattle. I can't see Seattle coach name. I forgot his name. But I just can't see his team losing 2 games in a row at home. I can't see it. So now this game, I will give a pick out. I will take Seattle with the points. That's a tough one, but I'm going to go with Seattle plus the points on that one. I got so many pages of notes here. We're going to move on. I was talking to my nephew about this game earlier. I'm getting ready to bring you in a minute, Neff. The Eagles, well, actually, hold on 1 second. Hey, what's up? What's up, man? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's
going
up?
On?
thanks for coming on. I was just getting ready to go into the you know anything about that Seattle Rams game? I just got finished talking about it.
Don't get me going. Wasn't that last week, I think, though? Who the Rams played last week? Who the Rams played last week?
I got it. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I got so much paperwork here in front of me. Wait a minute. Last week, I don't know who the hell the Rams played last week. That was Thursday night game.
Yeah, that's what they played on. That was
Thursday night game. I was talking about the wrong game then. I was talking about the Thursday night game. I got so much paper in front of me. Well, that's a good thing. On to the next one. My bad.
Yeah.
I said that earlier, nobody perfect. I'm getting ready to go to about the Eagles. You remember I told you Eagles. We was talking about the Eagles earlier.
Yeah.
And you said the Eagles, they gave up. What you said, they gave up a lot of points or some shit?
They gave up. The Eagles gave up 59 points in the last 2 games and 90 points in the last 3 games.
They gave up 59
also,
points?
Yeah, in the last 2 games. And then also 90 in the last 3 games. And also, they gave up the most points, I think, in the NFL this year because the Cowboys beat them bad, too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah,
but,
well, you know,
that's
a whole nother monster right there. But one thing I do know, Carolina is one of the hardest-hitting teams in the NFL. That's I keep hearing everybody talk about. They one of the hardest-hitting teams in the NFL. But the Eagles defense – Who?
Sam Darnold. He he completing 75% of his passes, you know what I mean? And I don't see the Eagles stopping him in that game.
I think Sam Darnold, I don't know, I think Sam Darnold gonna tear the Eagles. I think he's gonna have a field day on him, but for some reason I just want to take the Eagles plus the, because the point spread is Carolina minus 3.5. And I don't know. Something just telling me to take the Eagles plus the points. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm wrong with the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, I see right here where I wrote down they gave up like 83 points and something like that in the last 2 weeks or something like that. The Eagles? 90 points in the last two games?
Yeah, in the last three games, they gave up 90 points.
So you believe, yep. Well, Carolina is 3-1, so you believe Carolina is real, the real deal?
They just gave the Cowboys a fight, a shootout. So I know that they're going to kick the Eagles' ass. Put the house on that, baby.
I got to mark this one down then, what you said. I got to mark that down. I said I'm going to take the Eagles plus the point. I'm going to take the Eagles plus 3.5, and you said Carolina going to kick their ass. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Well, this is my nephew, Sincere Williams, Keyshawn Sincere Williams on the
show. Yeah, what's the first small time? Tune in for these good picks, man, you know. I'll be going hard with the studying.
I'll be telling everybody, yo, I can't do no worse than all the mother handicappers do. In the summertime we sit at the table and we listen to all the mother handicappers and they be wrong every day. If they were right every day, we'd be rich right now. Right?
Yeah, right. We've been listening for years. missing all of them.
We would be rich right now if they was right all the time. So I come out here and I don't be paranoid. I don't be nervous to say what I gotta say. I just say what's on my mind. I've been following sports since 1972. So I mean that's a long time. So I gotta know something about something. So I just get out here and I do my due diligence and I study. And just like all the other handicappers do, all you can do is study and match with note this person say about that and that person say and read what's in the paper. But the bottom line is the game is played on the field, not on the paper. So you know what I mean? We all just giving our opinion. Huh?
That's it. Nobody's perfect in this world, man. No.
Yeah, nobody personal. We gonna go to the couple of games I wanted before I let you go. I know a couple of things I definitely wanted to get your output on. But anyway, I want to go to the Denver game, Denver at Pittsburgh. I got Denver minus 1.5 against Pittsburgh. And you know Teddy Bridgewater is out with a concussion, you know, but let me see my notes. Pittsburgh, I don't know. Pittsburgh been up and down this year. You know what I mean? I don't really know. Pittsburgh. What I'm reading right here. Pittsburgh been a fourth quarter team this year so far. I don't really know what to say much about this game. It's going to be a good game to watch though. The Steelers, I don't know the offense, huh?
I feel like, you know, even though Broncos is 3-1 and Pittsburgh is 1-3, and yeah. You know what I mean, Broncos is banged up a little bit, it might be a little tight game, I'm thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Andrew Luck, what's his name, Drew Luck, he's playing, right? Drew Luck, is that his name?
Yeah, Luck playing.
Yeah, Drew Luck, yeah.
I think
they're going to keep Drew Luck in check today. I don't really care much for this game. You know what I mean? I've never been a big fan of Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? And they used to kick Miami ass. I forgot to say earlier, this is Small Time Hustler Show, home of the Miami Dolphins. And don't get that twisted. This is the home of the Miami Dolphins. I forgot to say that earlier. But yeah, Denver. What you say Denver record was? What you say Denver record was?
3-1. They 3-1.
Oh, Denver. Denver is 3-1, and the Pittsburgh is what?
1-3.
Yeah, I know Pittsburgh. I don't know. They still trying to find themselves. I don't. I'm not gonna bet on this game. I'll leave this one alone. You got any ideas on this one? I'm gonna leave it alone.
Nah, but if I had to choose, I'd roll with the Broncos.
With the Broncos. All I'll say is that if the game is tight in the fourth quarter, anything I would bet on this game, I would bet. If it was anything I would put my money on, I would bet Pittsburgh fourth quarter because Pittsburgh been playing pretty good in the fourth quarter. And even though their record don't stay, they've been playing pretty good in the fourth quarter. Anyway, you heard that. All right, how about we're going to move right along because we're going out to Cincinnati now. This is a game right here. Green Bay going up at Cincinnati. The point spread is -3, and they're in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is 3-1, and Green Bay is 3-1. Now, this should be a hell of a game right here. Cincinnati hasn't lost a game by more than 3 points this season.
Yeah.
Cincinnati playing good.
Yeah. Plus, their quarterback, their quarterback, Burrow, he completed 76% of his completions, man. Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati quarterback?
Yeah.
And they haven't lost by more than one touchdown twice in the last 13 games since Joe Burrow been there the last 2 years. And, you know, one thing about Cincinnati, Cincinnati know how to hang in games. They know how to hang around. You know what I mean? And it's whenever you get a team to just hang around and hang around and hang around, you got to watch out for them.
Also, watch out for Green Bay line banged up. The offensive line is banged up.
I heard that.
And Cincinnati Bengals, they good at getting at the quarterback. So it's going to be a tough day for my man, Rodgers.
The only thing about
that,
bro, they say Joe Burrow is 1-6 in his last 7 starts against playoff teams since 2020. So that's the only thing I got to take with that. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm thinking Cincinnati might steal this one. I'm really thinking Cincinnati. You thinking that too?
Look out for the over.
The over?
What's the?
You see, you got the under over in front of you?
Nah, let me see. Let me go back. But I
because I'm thinking it's gonna be a 50. It's definitely gonna be over 50 points scored.
Yeah, definitely.
If the under over is like anything around there, I would take the over.
It's 50 and a half.
See, the over is 50 and a half. That's right there where I thought it would be, around there. So if anything, if I was betting on it, I would try to buy it down maybe. I'm not a person that buy points. But I would buy it down maybe to 48 and take the over if I was betting on this game. I'm thinking Cincinnati might steal this, but if the Packers really come out and play hard, they could possibly win this game. I don't know. This game is another one that's wishy-washy. I'm not betting on it. If I was betting on it,
I would take
the over. I'm gonna stay away from this one too. I'm definitely gonna stay away from this one. All right, moving right along. Let's go out to Jacksonville, Florida, where the Jacksonville Jaguars are taking out the Tennessee Titans in Jacksonville, Florida, my state. I love it out there. Tennessee 2-2. Jacksonville, they're miserable 0-4 this year. Wow. Oh, man, they say Jacksonville was riding a 19-game losing streak? Is that real?
Get the hell out of here.
That's what my notes say.
Man, well,
Jacksonville, maybe a 19-game losing streak against Tennessee.
Well, it'll be 20 today.
It damn sure will be. It's going to be 20 because there's no way Tennessee losing to Jacksonville after getting their ass, after losing that game in overtime to the Jets last week. I predict the Tennessee Titans bounce back after losing the Jets. I can't see this game even being close. The Jaguars, they're not going to be able to score. Tennessee, I like Ryan, I got a love-hate relationship with Ryan Tannehill because he wasn't doing shit when he was in Miami, and now he over in Tennessee, he the man. Well, I'm just
guess
saying
what,
that, you know, Miami never had an offensive line for him, and they never let him, they never really turned Tannehill loose. But I think Tennessee's going to bounce back in a strong way, huh?
Yeah, you're right. They're going to bounce back. See, last week, their receivers was hurt. Now they're back. Julio Jones and A.J. Brown, they're back in the lineup. You know what I mean?
I got that down here, too, the Julian Jones and A.J. back.
And I also look like I also think that Henry rushed for over 100 yards.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. I think that game is a no-brainer. We can move on past that one. I think that's a no-brainer. Take Tennessee to cover. I'm not going to mess around with the under-over, but we'll take Tennessee to cover. If anybody out there, if you're on the line and you want to say something, you have to press 1. Give me your opinions or whatever you're thinking about. If you're on the ring, thank you for listening. We're moving right along. Let's move right along. I'm gonna hold you up. I know you're in a rush, man. I want to pick a good game for you to help me with. Let's go out to the hot state of Dallas, Texas. Let's go out to Dallas, Texas. That would just happen to be your team this year. But let me say something before we talk about this. Let me say something about this game. Earlier in the year, I doubted Dallas. I really did. Not because they're America's favorite team or nothing like that. I just didn't believe them. You know what I mean? I will admit, I'm the first one to admit that Dallas Cowboys is for real. Dallas Cowboys is for real, y'all. Dallas Cowboys is the real fucking deal.
But this is what you got for right here.
But I gotta tell you this. I didn't say everything after I said all that. The G-men. I gotta say. I think they're going to slow Dak down today, man. I know Dak been doing his thing. I know he done the last 2 or 3 games, he done threw 7 touchdowns. In the last 2 weeks, he done threw 7 touchdowns, no interceptions. Cowboys done scored 77 points in the last 2 weeks. They might have the most lethal offense around. I know in football, other than Buffalo, I know all that, and I know – it looked like a shoo-in for the Cowboys to come in here and home advantage and kill the G-men, but I don't know, man. It's just something about when them two teams play. You know what I mean? What you think about it, Sincere?
I think the Cowboys were 3. The Cowboys are going to win by 3. It's going to be a tight little game, you know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to cover the 7, but I think they're going to win by 3.
That means you're going to take the Giants then, because the game is minus 7.
Yeah,
right.
Or I'm just saying, or I'm just going to say I'm going to take the Cowboys money line 1.
Oh shit! Now that's going to drop your money all the way down from a minus 7.
What?
If you take the Giants money line, you might as well just see me. I hate that. Like today, everybody know Miami Dolphins is my team. Now today. see, I won't bet on the plus 10 or the minus 10. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins game under. That's what I'm going with because I can't bet against my team, and I can't bet for them today. So I gotta take the game under. You know.
Okay.
But anyway, the Dallas Cowboys, I really gotta take my hat off to them for real. You really got a good team this year, man. And I believe they're gonna battle the Rams to go. Can they battle the Rams to go to the Super Bowl?
I'm saying, look, we battled Tampa Bay, man. That was a fucking game, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. We could shoot out with the best of them. It's about our defense. If they could put the defense, the secondary together, man, we'd be some bad motherfuckers, man.
Y'all secondary is a suspect.
I don't like the safety. The corners is all right, but I don't like the safeties too much. So just watch out. Just watch out. We get that improvement, we'll be some bad jokers, man. Defense wins games. Dak could throw 10 touchdowns a damn game, but we can't get a stop against some good motherfuckers we hit.
Look at the Miami Dolphins, man. Let me tell you about this. Yeah. My team, they had so much high expectancy, especially after last year, just missing the playoffs, and then they come back this year and they fire in a blank. The Dolphins, I got so many notes on the fucking Dolphins. They last in everything. They 31st in offense. They 30th in passing. They 28th in rushing. They averaging 173 yards per game. They giving up 31, averaging 31 points a game. The defense is 25th in yards. 25th or 28th in yards allowed and points allowed. The Dolphins they banged up.
I don't got
nothing good to say about them. What's that?
Let me just say one more thing before I get up out of here. Small time right. Hustlers. He said it all. So just take the Tampa Bay to kick their ass. Take the 10. Tampa Bay over Dolphins. They last and everything. They're going to get the ass with the day.
Hey, don't forget, Tampa Bay got a lot of issues now. Tampa Bay got a lot of issues, too. You know what I mean? They got a lot of injuries and a lot of issues.
They still got Brady.
They still what?
He kicked your ass. They still got Brady. He kicked your ass when he was with the Dolphins, with the Patriots. They got to kick your ass this year.
That's not nice to say.
Plus, I'm just saying, man. Who got Richard Sherman?
They got the Bucks, right?
Oh,
yeah, Tampa Bay got they got Richard Sherman. He came he played last week. He wasn't even supposed to play because he just got there, and then somebody got hurt. He wound up playing like most of the damn game. Yeah, Richard Sherman playing for the Tampa Bay. That ain't gonna help.
Oh yeah, so I'm gonna put that on my list today. Yeah.
I said it wrong. They're only averaging 78 yards per game on the ground. Miami is, are they all fucked up, man? I don't know.
I need to bring back Ricky Williams, man.
Yeah, Ricky Williams. They need to bring back Ajahe, whatever his fucking name was. All right, before I let you go, man, let me see. Get my audience a wait a minute. Let me see where my shit at. Give my audience what's the parlay for today? Give me your definite win for today. What's your one game that's a definite win? And give me your 3 or 4 team parlay for everybody. What you betting on today?
My definite win is the Panthers.
Carolina, I'm like that now. Carolina, that's your definite win.
Yeah. I got the Panthers. I got the Titans. and I got Minnesota. Bam.
Oh, so you're,
if you
want to
get
three,
shaky,
two,
yeah, what? I got the Panthers, the Titans, and the Vikings. So that's my three right there. And if you want to get
that's
real, you can throw on the Cardinals.
Throw on the Cardinals?
Yeah. If you want to throw an extra one up there, the Cardinals.
Okay, but one thing I got to say to you before you go.
Yeah.
If that's your three-team parlay and you add in one team, what about your Cowboys? I don't hear them up there.
Now, you know, I don't bet on my team, bro. That I don't do. You know that.
Okay, that's so his definite team, sincere definite team for the day is the Carolina Panthers. That's his definite win. And his 14 parlay is, well, three-team parlay is Tennessee, Minnesota, and Carolina. And if you're still in Froggy, add the Arizona Cardinals to it. And that's sincere parlay for the day. I'm going to give mine out at the end of the show. I'm not done. It what?
It was real, small-time hustlers. Tune in every Sunday.
Yo, I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to do 15 minutes. Then I'll call you back,
right,
so we can put them bets in. After that. Yo, thanks a lot, Ness, you know what I mean, for coming out to the show.
Stay tuned.
That was everybody. That was my nephew, Sincere Williams. Yo, I'm going to be right back. Everybody stay tuned. Thanks, Ness. welcome back to the Small Time Hustler Show. This is your host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean. And when I was behind the scenes just now, I was talking to my man, and he told me, yo, fuck all that football. Did you see the Tyson Fury Wilder fight last night? Man, Wilder got knocked the fuck out, I heard, in the 11th round. Even though I heard he knocked the other guy down a couple of times, too. I think it was like five knockdowns in that fight. I don't know. I didn't see it. I gotta watch the repeat, and then I'll see. But I knew Wilder was gonna lose. He can't box, and Tyson Fury know how to box. But I also know that anybody that weigh over 200 pounds got a puncher's chance of knocking somebody the fuck out. So kudos to Tyson Fury for making it a trilogy and whooping on Wilder's ass for the third time. I never liked the Wilder anyway with them haymakers fighting like a female. I mean, he'll knock me the fuck out, but I'm just saying. If he get in there with somebody trained to fight, you see what happened. You know what I mean? But anyway, back to football here. We got a couple of more minutes here before I sign out and get dressed and go to the bar to see my Miami Dolphins. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about Miami Dolphins. That's my team, and everybody knows this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Don't get it twisted. The 1-3 Dolphins, that's right. We won the first game barely against the Patriots, lost the second game, lost the third game, and lost the fourth game. I don't know what's going on down there in Miami. It might be the sunshine. It might be the cocaine. Might be the naked women. I don't know what's going on out there in Miami. All I know is they need to turn that shit around, and they need to turn that shit around quick. You know what I mean? Somebody texted me telling me to stay on. Stay on what? Stay on the show? Stay on what? I don't understand. I got to be at the bar at 1 o'clock. It's going to be 12 o'clock soon. Anyway. Miami playing Tampa Bay today. And like I said earlier, Tampa Bay got a lot of fucking issues going on with their team. Don't be surprised. I'm not saying Miami Dolphins going to win, but I'm saying they definitely might cover and the game going to go under. So if I was betting on the game, I would take the Miami Dolphins plus 10 and under. That's the Miami Dolphins and under, plus 10 and under. The Eagles, this is just some notes I had highlighted here. The Eagles is 1-3 against the spread. Look for Joe Burrows to have to score crazy today. The Chargers, last two wins, but you got to worry about them because it's going to be a short week for them. Everybody know that Dallas can score, but the defense is better. Shit, Dallas got a hell of a defense. The Giants won a must-win game, but I don't know about today against the Cowboys. The Cowboys is the truth. And also the Cowboys is 4-0 against the spread in the last four games. 4-0 against the spread in the last four games. And the Eagles, who I took as a sleeper today, the Eagles lead the league in rushing attempts. That's a big thing, rushing attempts. A lot of people overlook what rushing attempts really mean. But if you do the science, rushing attempts mean that you're not a one-way team. You're not just passing it and passing it and passing it. Because when you don't run, then the defense keys on the pass because they know you're just passing. So that's why whenever you get a team who can mix it up, pass, rush, rush, pass, rush, pass, pass, rush, whenever you get a team that can mix it up like that, I guarantee you that that's a recipe for success. And to lead the league in rushing attempts, that means the Eagles is on the way to doing something. Oh, okay, somebody going to call in and give a pick. Okay, I'm here. I'm on the line. Anyway, so keep that in mind about the Eagles. They really not a one-way team, and I'm taking the Eagles with the points today. And couple of people said I was crazy for that, but I'm taking the Eagles with the points. I'm going to tell you my nephew
his definite win today was Carolina. And his three-team parlay was Tennessee, Minnesota, and Arizona Cardinals. My definite win for today, without a doubt, you could kiss the baby, you could bet the house, baby needs some shoes. My number one pick for the day, if you just a person to just bet on one game, a single team bet, Buffalo Bills. Man, listen, that fucking team, the Buffalo Bills, they blowing everybody out, everybody in the AFC. I don't see nobody, I repeat, I don't see nobody in the AFC stopping Buffalo. They have put 40 and 50 up on your ass like it's nothing, like it's nothing. Buffalo is the truth. Yes. And I didn't talk about Buffalo. They playing Kansas City today. Yes, they are. They playing Kansas City. And don't forget, Kansas City beat Buffalo last year in the championship. So don't think the Buffaloes don't got that fresh in their brain. It's payback time today, and the Buffalo is going to crush Kansas City. Mark my words on that. Buffalo is my number one pick for the day. If I was a one-game, one-team picker, I would take the Buffalo Bills today, definitely. They're going to put up that game is definitely going over. All right, let me give you some of my picks today. Get your pens and pads ready. I'll give you some of my pens. I had a hell of a week. If you follow me on my Facebook page in the Small Time Hustler group, you will see, like, tickets don't lie. I put up my winners. I tell you about my losers. Yesterday in college, I took my parlay. It was Wake Forest, Oregon State, and the Dodger game under. I was wrong about the Dodger game under. They Dodgers wind up losing 9-2. The Giants wind up losing 9-2. Then Oregon State, they got their ass beat by a touchdown. And Wake Forest did win. I picked Wake Forest -6, but they did win, but they only won by 3. So technically, I was half right and half wrong about that. Because if you took Wake Forest money line, then you would have seen you would have had a win there. But anyway, you got my favorite pick for the day is Buffalo over Kansas City. My parlay. Let me give you my parlay for today. Get your pen. You got your pens ready. My parlay for today is the Washington football team under. Let me write this down. I got to keep my percentage. Everybody know the Eagles +3. I know you all there laughing at me about that. Eagles +3. What else? Let me see. What else I'm gonna take? I'm gonna take the Giants game under. The Giants game under. And let me give you one more pick for today. You can already know you can add the Bills to that. I don't know. I'm going to take this is another iffy bet, but the Browns. I'm going to take the Browns. So take the Browns run line, take Washington under, take the Eagles run line, and take the Giants game under. Wow, that's some. I'm not crazy about that, but that's what I got. The Browns run line, Washington under, Eagles plus, and the Giants game on the Giants game under. And if you like baseball, take the White Sox money line. I'm mixing it up a little bit. Take the White Sox money line. So I'll repeat that one more time. Take the Browns run line, the Washington football game under, the Eagles run line +3, and the Giants under. That's my parlay for today. That's my first parlay. I'll be posting in the group some more of my picks. I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more parlay. One more. It's wrapped up in these anyway. Eagles, Browns, Bills, all run line. Eagles, Browns, Bills. Write that down. Eagles, Browns, Bills, run line. That's my second parlay for the day. You might want to add, you could add Miami to it under. I don't really know about that. I'm glad that fucking Jets game played at 9:30 because I really thought the Jets was going to play hard today, especially after last week. I really thought the Jets was going to play hard. Let me see. I'm waiting for a caller to call in. Let me see what the Jets is doing out there in London. The Jets is fourth quarter, 9 minutes and 30 seconds left. The Jets have the ball, first and 10 on their own 10, and they still losing 20-9. All right, hold on. We got a caller on the line. Seven eight eight seven. Welcome to the Small Time Hustler Show.
What's going on with you? Everything going with you, man?
Hey, what's good, man? What's good? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from North Dakota, bro.
Oh shit, North Dakota on the line. Okay. do North Dakota got a football team? Who do y'all choose out there? Who y'all represent out there in North Dakota?
You know, we ain't got no state team, but they go for the like Vikings or Green Bay. I'm from Georgia, so you know I go with my Georgia team anyway. So,
oh, you go with Atlanta?
Yeah, I try to go with them, man. We've been bumming for the last couple years, so if we can get rid of Matt Ryan, man, we'll be about something.
You said get rid of Matt Ryan?
Yeah, man. I can't do it, man. I take Cam right now. Cam ain't got no job, man. Give us Cam.
Man, that's what I said about Miami, man. My team, Miami Dolphins. I said, man, I'll take Cam right now. But, you know, they doing that blackball. They doing that blackball and shit like they did the Kaepernick. Now they want to do that.
Man, I don't know why, man.
Neither. They always blackballing the brothers. You know what I mean? Let me see them blackball one of them white football players. And I ain't prejudiced.
I'm He's still putting up numbers, man. He's still putting up the numbers that if you look at, like I said, like you said, looking at a team like the Jets or somebody, like honestly, man, that would be a good move for them. I mean, that's a better quarterback just all around, man. He was an MVP.
Yeah.
You got to remember that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So look, who you picking today? They said you got some picks for us. What's your pick, parlay pick for the day? You got a two team, three team, one team?
Well, I see. You know the Atlanta game pretty much almost over with. So, Atlanta, like I said, man, we got a lot of work to do. But I'm going with the Texans out of the Patriots and Texans. I'm going with the Texans.
Uh-huh.
The Lions and the Vikings. I'm going with the Vikings. The
mm-hmm.
Eagles and the Panthers. I'm gonna go with the Panthers. Saints and Washington. That's a 2-2 team. And really, with the Panthers and Eagles, I think Christian McCaffrey out, so
yeah,
that's gonna
be
a big hurt for them. So, I'm still gonna roll with Carolina on that one though. Saints and
Carolina.
Washington. Yeah, I got to go with Carolina on that one. Saints and Washington. Oh, man. Like I said, they 2-2 right now. So I'm going to go with the Saints, my boy Kamara, man. Titans and the Jags. Got to go with Titans. They've been on a slump, though, man. I don't know what's going on with them. Bucks and Dolphins. You know, the Bucks going to get that one. Green Bay and the Bengals, Green Bay. Broncos and the Steelers, Broncos. Bears and the Raiders. Browns and the Chargers, the Browns. The Giants and the Cowboys, Cardinals and the Niners, Cardinals. The game I'm really looking forward to put is the Bills and the Chiefs, though. That's going to be a good one.
Hell yeah. That's gonna be the game of the day. The Bills worth
it. Yeah, that's like a big rematch right there.
Yeah, from last year when the Bills beat them in the championship. I mean, when Kansas City beat them in the championship.
I messed with that boy Josh Allen, man. So, and Mahomes he's still a beast. So, I mean, right now the Bills 3-1 and the Chiefs 2-2. So, I mean, like I said, this is any given Sunday right here. So, anything can happen on this Sunday. But I don't know, man. Honestly, I'm going with the Bills, but the Chiefs. I'm gonna go with the Bills, man. I'm rolling with the Bills, man.
You gonna go? Yeah, that's who I picked. I picked the Bills, man.
Is it? Them boys hungry, man.
Man, the Buffalo. Buffalo? They so explosive. You know what I mean? They put numbers up. They don't play around. They don't do all. They go down the field on your ass. They go down the field. And the defense ain't that bad either.
That boy Stephon Diggs beast, man.
Yeah. That's the game I really want to watch today. Oh shit!
Yeah, that's why they put it on in the end because the best at the end. That's why they did it like that.
You know what? I just looked at the update. The score is 20. Atlanta winning 2017. The Jets coming back.
Man, it's over. It's fourth quarter, man. But Atlanta is doing it.
They still got 7 minutes, huh?
It's a wrap on that one. Atlanta got to hold out. They got to get a win. So even if they just get the ball and hold it for the next 7 minutes, they got to get a win, man. Because they looking horrible, man. They looking like a high school team, man. I don't know why, man. Matt Ryan put up the numbers, but I think we need another quarterback. Julio gone, man. We losing all our good players, man. I mean, the Super Bowl. I was born in '89, so. I mean, they ain't never been to the championship anyway, so, but the little times they did go to the championships, that was the time we needed, I was like, I'm going to be alive to see Atlanta win, but nah, man, how you blow that lead, man, in the Super Bowl, man?
Yo, but look, I was gonna take the Jets +3. That was my pick, but then I found out the game started already, so I didn't even talk about that game. But I was going to take the Jets +3, and right now it's 20-17 with 6:55 left in the fourth quarter.
You think they're going to come out and squeeze it out?
I don't know. I don't really know. I didn't bet on the game, but I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, so I'm rooting for Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm rooting for Atlanta. Atlanta, that's my dream. That's my dream state. That's where I want to live when I retire, in Atlanta. So I'm rooting for Atlanta.
That's what it's good for. I tell people, man, all the time, they be wanting to go to Georgia. I'm like, man, that's a place where if you got money and you're ready to retire, don't go there trying to create nothing. But if you got some money, it's a good spot to retire in.
Yeah, that's my plan, man. That's my plan. Well, look, man, what's your name?
My name D'Angelo.
D'Angelo, that's right. Okay. Yo, man, thanks for calling, man. We do this here at the Small Time Hustler Show every Sunday at 11 o'clock. So
I'm tuning in, man. I wrote down your picks.
I wrote down your picks, so I'm going to see how you do.
So, hey, don't worry. I'm going to link up with you at the end, man.
All right, yo, thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you doing it, man. I appreciate you, giving a good platform. Like I said, giving us something to do while this COVID stuff still kicking off, man. I appreciate it, man.
Hell yeah. All right, peace and blessings.
Peace, man, blessings.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it's football. I know it's everybody out there. Everybody love football. We ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I mean? You know, listen to the show. I told you. I mean, I can't be no worse than the other ones. You know, the other handicappers, you know what I mean? They not perfect. I'm not perfect. If they was perfect, we all be rich. We all out here just trying to get some money, break the bookie, or we just doing it for entertainment. You know, I just love sports. That's it, hands down. I just love sports. You know what I mean? I'm not a sleep, eat, die for sports, but if I got a choice of things I could do, I'm watching football. I'm watching baseball, or I'm watching basketball. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is. I don't think if I got no more callers on the line or nothing like that, we about to end this show. So I got to wait a minute, my nephew hit me. We're going to get ready to conclude this show for the evening. Like I said, I got a private room on Facebook, the Small Time Hustler Show. You know, we going in there, we talk sports and we talk picks and, you know, we try to help each other. It's us against the bookie. You know what I'm saying? It's us against them. It's not us against us. It's us against them. That's why I started this show. I started this show it's like having a man cave, you know what I mean, on your phone. This shit is, you know, men or women. You know what I mean? I got some women in the room too. You know what I mean? I wish they would call in. I love a woman that loves sports. It's nothing better than a woman that loves sports. I had a couple of women in my days that used to watch football with me, and my first wife, I think, used to watch basketball with me in the 80s with the Knicks. My second wife used to watch football with me with the Dolphins, you know what I mean? There's nothing better than a woman that can sit next to you and root for your team with you. Nothing better than that. With that being said, I want to thank everybody, Sincere, Angelo, Andre, from hitting me behind the scenes. Everybody out there that's listening has clicked on the link. You still can hear this show again. It'll be on a repeat. We're going to do this every Sunday at 11 o'clock. If the time changes, I will let you know. Other than that, I gave you my picks. D'Angelo gave you his picks. Sincere gave you his picks. I hope we get some money. I hope we make some damn money. You know what I mean? That's the key to this. That's what it's all about. We're trying to win some damn money. You know what I mean? And you could kiss the baby on that. With that being said, everybody, we're going to end this with a song from Apollo from Paterson, New Jersey, called It's Kobe. I'm going to take everybody out of here. Let's get some money football Sunday today. Peace and blessings. This is the Small Time Hustler Show.
Smack Man, Nino, Mook, I see you. Paper Gang, I got it. She said she want me. Spot me through the crowd. Bring a pack of woods, bitch, I only blow loud. Higher than a jet plane, staring at the clouds. Beat the pussy up.
Oh, my bad. That was the wrong song. This is the song we want to hear. It's Kobe by Apollo. Come on. This new system.
Jersey, she earned her, black honor, being worthy. point guard. Shoot early, by 30. Shoot a one-on-one, or one-on-five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. Switch, switch. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe.